Back in late March, Tim Noonan tested positive for COVID-19. It started off with a low-grade fever, but just a few days later, his fever spiked, and he was having trouble breathing. After going to the Instacare in Park City, the active 61-year-old was rushed to the emergency room. His oxygen levels were dropping.
I thought I was going to die. And I'm not a scary person. I was just looking at Kelly. I'm like, you got to save me.
The doctor in the emergency room happened to be a friend of his, Dr. Kelly Reed. Within an hour, Tim was intubated and airlifted to Intermountain Medical Center in Murray. Tim recalls his month in the ICU as a blur of hallucinations and nightmares.
I knew I was in some kind of medical facility, but kind of picture it like I'm in a bed or I imagine in a chair, and I kept trying to get home. I kept trying to get out of this bed and go home, so much so that I ripped out my intubation tube out of my mouth, the whole thing. Basically, I'm tied down to the bed, hallucinating. That was very, very disturbing.
Tim's experience is not uncommon. Researchers estimate that somewhere between two-thirds and three-quarters of COVID patients experience some form of delirium. The reason in part is that
people are incredibly sick, so they require more medications. They require longer ICU stays than they've ever seen.
That's Dr. Julie Lanfear. She's the head of neurospecialty rehab at Intermountain Medical Center. Many patients develop PTSD or anxiety as a result of their ICU experience, says Lanfear.
And having all the invasive tubes really gives them a sense that they've been terribly violated. And for those people, they continue to have flashbacks or bad dreams that frighten them, that wake them up.
And on top of that, unlike other ICU patients, those with COVID can't even see their friends or family in person. So Dr. Lanfear and her team provide COVID patients with psychiatric help right away. In Tim's case, he received anti-anxiety medication to help him sleep and get rid of his nightmares. And all of that is layered on top of the physical recovery from the virus.
There's a lot that goes into function that we take for granted every day that these COVID patients are having to relearn.
Here's Tim again.
I couldn't walk. I couldn't even balance, couldn't take one step.
And even standing up can be terrifying.
You come out of this, you stand up, and it feels like you're drowning. You can't get a breath. You try to breathe in, and then you're breathing in faster and faster. Then you hyperventilate, your heart rate's up to 120, and you think you're going to die again. So you start going into panic mode. Every time you stand up, you go, if I stand up, I'm going to panic. So then you do.
Tim learned coping mechanisms to remain calm and be able to breathe and learned how to walk and talk again. And after 3 months in the hospital, two of which were on the rehab unit, he was released last week. He credits his recovery to the dedicated staff at Intermountain.
Where the ICU saved my life, the rehab floor gave it back to me.
Now Tim is back home in Park City. A healthcare aide and a physical therapist visit regularly, and he's on 24/7 oxygen and still has a trach in his neck, which he anticipates he will need for at least another year. He's got a message to those who aren't taking the virus seriously.
This is real, and it's very, very brutal, and it's very dangerous.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Shoshana Buxbaum.